Museum happenings. It's a been a busy month writing grants, getting our latest free exhibit up at the hospital, and working on our upcoming events and educational initiatives below. We are thrilled to be partnering with the Charlie Lake Conservation Society again this spring. They'll be helping with our bat kits as well as offering a variety of presentations at the museum this May. Look for their presentations on frogs, in partnership with the museum and the Fort St. John Public Library, for families on Saturday, May 4th, birds, for teens to seniors, on May 14th, and bats, for teens to seniors, on May 23rd. We'll also be teaming up with them to offer some events connected to the BC Marvelous Mushrooms exhibit we are hosting this spring and summer from the Royal BC Museum. It's wonderful to be able to share much more of our amazing natural history thanks to this partnership. April Fool's Day search and find. Saturday, March 30th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and April 1st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Fort St. John North Peace Museum. Help! Someone has put present-day items in the Fort St. John North Peace Museum's historic exhibits as some kind of April Fool's Day joke. Can you find items that don't belong in each of our displays? We have sticker prizes for our younger participants. The North Peace Historical Society is offering free admission to the museum these days. Donations or gift shop sales to help our nonprofit preserve and present the history of Fort St. John and the North Peace are always appreciated. This is a great activity for kids out of school on Easter Monday. Bats of the North Peace Kits. Starting April 12th, as long as supplies last. Learn about the amazing bats of the Peace region through this free take-home kit. We're celebrating the only flying mammal through 200 free kits for children ages 3+. We're partnering with the Charlie Lake Conservation Society to share fun facts about these incredible bats. Make your own clothespin bat that flaps its wings. Create and launch a flying bat rocket. Exhibits. A Day at the Cecil Lake Red Cross Outpost Hospital 1937, a free exhibit at the Fort St. John Hospital. Learn about the duties and responsibilities of Nurse V. Garish Woodward in 1937. V. Woodward's memories, photographs, and artifacts from the outpost hospital give the visitor an inside look at what it was like to work at a rural hospital. This exhibit is presented in partnership with the Fort St. John Hospital Arts Committee. The display case is in the hospital lobby between reception and Cool Beans Cafe. Ancient Tool Technologies. Discovering the lifeways of the early peoples of the North, a new permanent exhibit at the museum. Discover ancient tool technologies through this new archaeology exhibit at the Fort St. John North Peace Museum. Developed by Jenny Glennie, an archaeology student and volunteer, this exhibit looks at hide working tools, projectile points, and the manufacturing of stone tools. Interpretive signs explain the use of over 60 artifacts on display. Use our iPad to discover additional information on each artifact or pick up our hands on obsidian and learn more about this material. Museum Gift Shop. We are thrilled to once again carry Donald Pettit's beautiful hardcover books The Peace, An Exploration in Photographs and The Peace, A History in Photographs. These books make excellent gifts for co-workers, retirement, and those moving away from the North Peace. The Museum Gift Shop is now carrying 50 Worst Dates, a humorous book by Fort St. John Indigenous author Jane LaBoucane, who now resides in Toronto. There are bad dates, and then there are disastrous ones. Canadian author Jane LaBoucane has had her fair share of both. Meet the celebrity chef with kleptomania, the financial submissive with a desire to be dominated, the tech worker with the ability to see dead people, and many more. Collections and archives. Did you know that we collect funeral programs and eulogies for our archives? With the end of the Alaska Highway News, we need your help to keep building on this collection. Funeral programs and eulogies help us learn more about the people who called the North Peace home. Please consider donating these items or loan them to us so we can scan and return them to you. We're also happy to have notes on your family's local history to add to our people files as well. We depend on our community to help us record and preserve local history.